the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Shelley Hartman here in the studio. Good morning to you, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And of course, the infamous Hillary Fisher.
Yeah.
Woo. Good morning to you, Hillary.
Good morning.
All right. So,
it's a great one, that's for sure.
Yeah, I had a text, and when I last text I got from you, I was like, oh, well, she's asking me, are we still going to be in the same place and this and that? So I'm like, I wonder if we wonder if we're not eating. But then Treat shows up and there's all kinds of wonderful food. So I guess we'll get right into it. What are we looking at,
man,
here?
Well, today my topic was stacked potato stacks, I think it was the name of it.
Yeah, potato.
And anyway, so I thought, well, stack, layer, what the, you know, let's just go with a layered type of a thing, because I do stacks with potatoes is real easy, and meat and things like that. That's really, really good.
I don't see any potatoes here.
But nope, there's no potatoes.
Because she said it's summer, and we have to health it up a little bit.
Okay. I do see blueberries.
Yes.
They're full of blueberries. Mm-hmm. Both dried, fresh, and in your products, your vinaigrette, and your...
Awesome.
Preserves, the pepper jelly. I'm trying to think of what all, because there's a lot.
God.
And the barbecue sauce. So, I try to incorporate, and then the dessert, of course, has all kinds of stuff in it, too.
Dessert.
So, the first one, which one you guys want to try?
The roll-ups.
The zucchini.
Okay, the zucchini roll-ups. I just made that for the first time the other day, and I got two requests for the recipe, and I thought, well, okay, I guess I got a hit. So it's just sliced zucchini, kind of on the thicker side, and I use a mandolin and to get them the sizable size, and then put some of that delicate lettuce that you can buy now, not really the harder spring mix, but it is a spring mix, but it's more delicate, right? So it rolls better, in my opinion.
Right.
And I got fresh on there, and then the kind of the spread on there is a Parmesan artichoke dip that comes already made.
That is awesome.
And a four-leaf clover.
It tastes very healthy.
Yes. I'm going to say it is. You just grill the zucchini just a little bit.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
You can even just have a little pieces like I have on Shelley's plate.
Yeah.
Because that one didn't roll, so I just made little pieces.
Layers. You just layered it.
So that's
the
layer.
Stacked it.
There's like four layers that makes the stack.
It's really
nice.
Good.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, really
so,
good.
Well, you know, when everybody's trying to give you zucchinis out of their garden.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Now we know what we can do.
Did not think about that. And I also served it with a dip of the vinaigrette, your blueberry vinaigrette.
Oh, yeah,
that'd be great.
I
think that
makes it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
that
it's
puts
a
it
dip.
Right over the top.
You can toss the greens with it, but I thought it might be too soggy because I made these... last night.
Can't tell. Awesome.
Nope.
Very good.
You know, it's kind of easy peasy. Cheap. Mm-hmm. I thought fairly
refreshing.
Cheap.
Yeah, and I could see bringing this to like some type of a barbecue, picnic, cookout sort of thing.
Yeah.
Dish to pass.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are gluten-free and keto plan or whatever, and just they don't have to have the vinaigrette if they don't care for it. But, yeah, it's good without.
It's really
good.
And
it has fresh blueberries in there cut up, kind of sliced up.
Yeah, they were nice. I like that.
I kind of had fun with this whole day. I thought, oh, my gosh, these are so cute, because I put everything in little dishes. But
yes, adorable.
It is.
I got a picture so we can
share. Oh, we'll have to post it. Nice.
Yeah, so I did enjoy myself, and I had a cookie cutter that makes those stacks.
Okay.
So I filled the cookie cutter with the layers of different things that are on each bowl, and then I just slid the cookie cutter off.
Look at that.
And so it is basically stacked, even though it doesn't really maybe look like that in transport.
Mm-hmm. It does.
But I thought it sure does. You can make these in date night or whatever, and instead of having a big bowl of something or big whatever, just have a couple of these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Were both of those the same?
They're both the same. And you know, those bowls are really popular, salad bowls or the Buddha bowls or whatever the people call them, especially in the summer. And it's been so hot.
Yes.
That these are just so refreshing.
And I made all of that. The shrimp one I made last night, and the other one I made today because it was lettuce and I didn't really want it to go.
Wilty.
Yeah.
Now, Treat, what are your inspiration for some of these things?
Pantry.
So I guess
that,
I want to clear something up.
That's a good answer.
This has been bugging me all week. Last week I said I don't taste anything or try anything. What I meant by that was that I won't eat that whole salad.
Right.
But I do know what the sauce tastes like.
Yeah, you know what it tastes like. You'd have to. Right. There is no way you can guess that.
I don't want to think, that I'm whatever. Could you imagine me eating this?
Oh, my gosh.
Because
you're fine-tuning it.
Yeah.
You know, you're fine-tuning it.
Just make sure the stuff is okay.
Our program of, watching what we eat and stuff, we refer to those as BLTs.
Yeah, bite, licks, and taste.
That's
they
right.
all add
okay.
up.
I'm not going to say anything on that one.
Please don't, Rob.
I so want to.
Okay, so then how about the mango one?
Which is that?
Yeah, the shrimp. It's the shrimp one. Now you pour your dressing on
Which
it.
One?
This one.
That blue one.
The blue one.
Yeah.
All of it?
Yes. Well, however you like. I kind of like a lot on mine.
Okay.
So that's
wow.
the vinaigrette.
Okay.
And your pepper jelly to spice it up a little.
Oh, my gosh.
And cilantro and black sesame seeds. Because it's kind of on the Asian side. It has mango in it, fresh blueberries.
Gosh. Treat.
Sticky rice. I buy that sticky rice, I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
This is something we're going to have to do a full out
Okay.
video.
And cucumber, I believe I have cucumber in that one. So it's kind of like a sushi unroll. It's not the sushi roll. It's not rolled in nori leaf, but... Mm. Fairly good.
Sorry, that one is really good.
Well, good.
Refreshing, and yet it has so many different flavors, but I can really taste the blueberry in there, which...
Now, from the fresh or the vinaigrette?
Both.
Or
I think
all of
both.
It?
All of it.
So it does kind of go good together, and that's what's amazing to me. Every time I make something that does taste good with the blueberry, I think, why isn't this in more places? Why doesn't it show? Because... blueberries, you can hold them for quite a while in the fridge in the little container and
they're more versatile than just like popping them in your mouth and eating them.
Yes.
You can use them as a condiment, as a side dish, in a dish, as an ingredient, so many different things.
And most of those blueberries are cut into thirds, so it goes a long way.
Yeah, and they're 100% usable.
Yes. Yeah. There's nothing.
No pits. No peels. No cores.
Nutrition is there.
The health benefits alone.
Well,
jeez.
Well, we've come to the end of our segment here.
Woo! Oh my gosh.
I got kind of lost into eating here, but we got another thing here on our plate, and we'll be back to talk about that when we come back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Yeah, treating Shelley Hartman, Hillary Fisher in here. We're still eating right through that
snacking
break.
Snacking right
and,
away. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep eating while you're explaining this okay. The next one here.
But, all right.
Before we move on, though, we want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of the blueberry. Well, not necessarily the Blueberry Chicks, but the Blueberry Store or True Blue Farms. How would they do that, Hillary?
With your mouth full.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
He just did that on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we did change our hours for the summer.
Oh,
so
great.
So come on, see us at the downtown location, which is 525 Phoenix. We're open 11 to 7 now, Monday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Awesome.
Great.
Yeah, town is busy.
Very
it
busy.
Is.
And that store, you know, we added some new cute, really different, like, items for sale. And they've been going
flying
really,
off the shelf.
I mean,
it's great.
Unreal.
We've already had
to
reorder.
Wow.
So it's going really well.
Yeah, and just wait, because remember we talked about we're doing the refresh on the U-Pick this year.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then we're also talking, we're going to have some food trucks visit us a few times throughout the season, hot dog cart.
Yeah, we already have two lined up, so.
Yep. It'll be great, you know, and that's what summer's about.
Uh-huh.
Summer's about, like, getting out and creating some memories, and blueberries just fit so nicely into that because, you know, you can go to the U-Pick, you can pick blueberries, you can buy them already picked, you're going to have ice cream out there, we're going to have food trucks, games available.
Right, and we'll also have picnic tables, so,
Yes. You
know, just, if you don't want to worry about what's at the food truck, just bring your own lunch.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You know.
That's perfect.
Yeah, way to pick that one up, ladies.
Yeah.
1-877-654-2400 is that number, and you can find out more at theblueberrystore.com. Treats, all yours.
Uh-oh. Okay, here
good
I
job,
go
Rob.
Again. Well, we'll continue on the stacking concept with a salad. So the salad has...
I do have to stop for just a second. Okay. I've noticed that nobody has stopped eating the last thing that we tried. Not at all. Normally we're putting it down. We're moving on to the next thing.
No, it is amazing.
Oh, somehow, it really is.
And
that
you really
combo,
stacked it well. I mean, there's a lot of food in this little bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
And I thought, too, the buffet concept, you know, a little brunchy thing, or even, like I said, if people come over, you can, instead of having a big pile of something, you got just little bowls. And these bowls are kind of substantial. Yeah. I had them for a long time. They're just condiment bowls, actually, but I don't know if you guys could see over here the little cute ones that I have the dessert in.
I'm more surprised about the shrimp. It doesn't overwhelm anything
at all.
It's
and that
just
mango.
There. It's just
the
there.
Mango
yeah.
with the blueberries and the shrimp.
Mm. And I didn't really know how to layer it if it was going to go together.
Perfect.
Okay. So the rice is on the bottom, and then I just went up from there.
It's amazing.
Good.
Too bad that we don't have pictures of that.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Mm. She took one.
Oh,
I made.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. All right. Treat.
Okay. So then the salad.
Back
Rob's
to the
favorite.
Salad. Back
yeah.
to the salad.
So the thing about the salad is just regular lettuce that I had. I would think romaine would be the better one because it holds up better. And then the salad dressing is a homemade ranch, but you can buy bottled.
Oh, Treat makes the best
with the barbecue sauce in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think it's going to go really well. And so the ingredients in the salad was fresh blueberries, dried blueberries. I bought some, or I had some of the crispy onions. So that's a topping. So it was lettuce and then tomato, I believe, and then chicken. I had chicken left over because we had us a cajachina moment the other day. If anybody
cajachina.
Doesn't know what that is, it's a china box.
Yes.
Cooking is really a cool thing.
Yes,
so
awesome.
We did some meats in there, and I had some left over. So it was a barbecue kind of style rub on it.
Amazing.
And that's what's on there. And then there's a cracker that I just had. It was a brown rice cracker, so I thought I'd kind of put it in like a crouton type of thing. So it's kind of simple.
Onion, some fresh onion.
Did I put onion in there?
It's really good, too. I have to go back, though, to the previous one. I haven't got to start on that one yet. I think that one of the other things that sets it off is that dressing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, go back and revisit. What did you say that dressing was?
It was True Blue blueberry vinaigrette.
Okay.
And I just put a dollop of your True Blue pepper jelly.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
And then some cilantro and then the
black
sesame seeds.
That is great.
There's something about your rice, though. the texture of it.
It is. I bought that.
Oh, all right. So your rice is fantastic. But you've done it before where you made the rice with like almond milk or whatever that was.
Oh, yes.
Or coconut milk or something like that. And that had a really good taste to it.
Oh, okay.
I got to get this dressing tried.
So it's not bad. And barbecue sauce, that is the blueberry barbecue sauce. And I didn't put a whole lot in it. As you can see, it's still a white color, but with a tan hue. So I didn't put a bunch in there.
Just the sauce. Really just good. That sauce is good for
that. You know what that would be good with? Wings. Or chicken fingers, chicken tenders.
Oh, God.
It's pretty darn good with a salad, too, by the way.
Oh, my salad. God. Tree, you're really blowing us away.
Good.
You know, especially it's so hot.
Yes.
And it's really hard. People don't want to heat up their kitchen.
And a lot of these things, you know, you can add the toppings later. You can slice the lettuce the night before, just put it in a baggie, and just present it when you need to. I mean, it's real super easy. That's what I do.
You say. Everything, you know, that you do, it's easy. But honestly, you know, the way that it tastes and the way that you present it,
it does mean something, too, I think, too.
I agree.
You can buy a lot of these. Like, I bought the rice. I'm not good at cooking rice. And besides that, I don't have the time.
Right.
And it's for three people.
Right.
So what am I going to do? You know. And that's not in my menu to eat at home.
Right,
so
I don't make it. These are great shortcuts.
Yeah, it is. And all of it is. And, you know, you can even buy the bag lettuce already with the stuff in it. Just gourmet it up with the little dressing and whatever.
Honestly,
I just tasted some blueberry sausage.
Oh, yes, it does. It has blueberry sausage. That's instead of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, at Rob. He's just
he's really in his glory tonight.
Really
I love it.
You know, I guess that one of the things that we can look forward to, I would say probably by the end of the month, by 4th of July for sure, especially with the heat. Now, I don't know what it's going to do. We've been irrigating and putting water on, and we had great pollination weather. I think the crop looks really good. I think fresh blueberries will be here before you know it, and we'll be out there picking and selling and getting ready
for the
season.
Right?
Well, yeah.
Let's not have that come too fast, because we're just starting to get into finally out of the ugliness of winter. So, all right, we need to take a break. We come back. I don't even know what we're going to do with, but I'm going to keep eating.
We'll go for it, Rob.
The Blueberry Chicks and Blueberry Bud Pie, the Blueberry Store. I'm Rob Bird, Blue Dog Show.
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year, and our store has been restocked, and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by at Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the
Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Hillary Fisher, Treat Hartman, Shelly Hartman here in the studio, and we're all getting a little bit full.
I think,
in an absolute stroke of genius, we thought that all we had was a dessert left, and Treat pulls out one more.
And this one's appropriate.
It was this morning.
Tell us.
Well, this is a layered thing. It's a stack. It is a haystack, I think they call it. It has, because the hash browns look like hay.
Yeah.
Sort of, right? When you bake it. So it's just put it in a muffin tin, make a hole in the middle, and bake it, I think, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made scrambled eggs, put a little bit of cheese. And then the filling is your True Blue blueberry sausage and green pepper. And I put the True Blue pepper jam in there again. Mm. I think that's it.
Kind of
good.
Tasty, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Is that something very you could good. Like prep the night before and then in the morning if you had guests coming over or family?
That's
you could
exactly
just...
what I did, because that hash brown took a little bit of time. And then you just can microwave it.
Microwave
it for a while. That's what I did when I came over, and then I put it in my heated crock pot so it would stay warm.
Oh my gosh.
For safety health reasons.
Yeah. That's
my
right.
God.
Yeah, it's real easy. Same way with all this stuff.
So easy.
Well, and that doesn't have to be for breakfast.
No, it's
right.
Great.
Right? Because I used the sausage instead of bacon.
Perfect.
Yeah, and that is the best sausage. Even left over, it's
both
so
of these,
sweet.
Exactly, yeah. Right? I was nibbling on one. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really good.
Yeah, it is
not that
good.
I didn't know that it was good, but.
The other product that I like is the snack sticks.
Oh, okay.
Those are awesome, too.
Flavorful.
They are so good.
Right size. And this is not greasy. This sausage comes already cooked.
That's right.
And so you just barely, I just brown it just a bit on one side, and then
that's it.
Heat and eat.
Wow.
It's really, really good.
It is, but I got to go back again.
Uh-huh.
I just have to say this ranch blueberry barbecue sauce dressing, you could just eat that by itself. You know,
I know,
during the break we were talking about other things that you could eat with it. Didn't you say 10 wings? Yes.
Wings.
Oh my gosh.
Tenders.
Oh my gosh. It's
what
so
about
good.
Just homemade potato chips? My gosh.
Wow.
It's any kind of dip. And it keeps in the fridge for at least a week.
Wow.
Nice. I just use the Hidden Valley pack.
Yeah.
To make
it's so good.
And then put the however much barbecue sauce you want on it.
You did great, Treat.
Good.
These are great.
Right.
Well, next week we got herbed potato salad. I wonder what I'm going to do with that.
All right.
Anyway, the dessert.
Everybody loves herbs. All right.
Yes, it has yogurt in it, a cookie bottom, which I just had cookies in the house from the grandkids coming over, and it was a cinnamon cookie. So I ground it up like I would crumbs for a pie.
Are we on to dessert here, finally?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
But it has a secret ingredient in it.
Blueberries?
That's not too secret.
Okay, so what's on the top?
The top is that cookie. So that cookie has nothing, but way on the bottom is the crumb bottom, and that has something in it, and so does the yogurt, I believe.
Oh my gosh. Look at that.
This is really good.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
You guys will not believe what is in that crumb crust.
A little cinnamon?
It's cinnamon in there.
This is so good.
It's your coffee.
Oh, coffee. Oh,
it's your coffee grounds, yeah.
Like little espresso.
Oh,
yeah, so it tastes a little different than just cinnamon. You're like, well, what is that? But that's cinnamon is profound because it's a cinnamon cookie.
Right.
But I just put a little bit of the coffee grounds in there.
How
and
did
it just
you think to do
it.
That?
I don't know. I just looked in the
something spilled in there. She tried it. So
I don't drink coffee, so I don't know. I just
that's
had some.
That's amazing. You can really.
Yeah, and you don't have to. It's not the liquid. You don't make the coffee. You
just
put
takes
a little
right,
sprinkles in there.
Yeah, right over the top.
So you could
like
do
that
it.
Rub, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, just like the rub on the steak that we did. You can even put that on the top. I didn't do it because I thought, well, maybe it is too overpowering.
No, it's perfect. It really is.
And then your pie filling is mixed with the yogurt.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then Cool Whip, of course. You got to have
it. It kind of reminds me of that fluff that you've been seeing around going on social media. but this is a little thicker, and I think it has a lot more sustainability to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I think it might be a little on the healthier side. The Cool Whip is the sugar, but there's not that much in there. I think I put more than I should have because I had to clean out the container as the end of the container. But other than that, I don't even know if you need it.
Mm. My gosh, this is so good.
Good.
Yes, it is.
And look at the cute little cups. So you can do those cups with all that I did today. Yeah. It's really cute, and toss it away. You don't have to have all the dishes or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what we're looking at in the different events that we've been doing mm-hmm. and going to lately is that people are really downsizing. Like one, I think maybe that was something that came out of COVID because we could only have one serving per person and all that. So
exactly, yeah.
But I really appreciate this, and we'll share the picture on social media. It just fantastic.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah, it worked out good for me too because I thought. And it was easy to handle all that stuff. I was really excited.
This would be also great offering for a restaurant for a dessert.
Oh, for sure.
I'm thinking all of these just because of the cuteness and the flavor.
Yeah, and the nutrition, easiness.
The easy and, you know, whatever. I don't know how to even explain it. I was all jetted up, though, today. I thought, man, I think I hit it today.
You hit it today, Tree.
Out of the park.
Congratulations. This is amazing.
You do it every week.
But I know that you do every week. But this week, I think because of the heat and everything else happening, this just was so flavorful.
You could throw those sausage on the grill. You could. Mm-hmm. I could have done brats with this, but I thought that with the different flavors we had, the sausage was the better one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure you could have done a lot of things, but whatever you did here was a masterpiece.
Oh, thank you, Ron.
I barely even got to talk for this, this half hour of the show, so it worked out pretty well.
It sure did. Good. It sure did. It was great, Tree. Good. You always do such a good job.
Thank you. I enjoy it. I really get pumped up when I think the people eating this stuff would say, wow, she was right, or, you know, gosh, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Like a little bit of coffee in there and the pie filling and how many different uses that you have been able throughout this past winter and into the spring use. And the barbecue sauce, I mean, like I guess we've been saying all along, all of these products are so versatile.
Step it up.
You can use them in any application, and they have all turned out fantastic.
Yeah. Ladies.
Thank you.
Yes,
gentlemen.
Ladies. It's been wonderful. Another great Blueberry Chicks with your Blueberry Buzz for sure. But I'm hoping maybe I can get you to stick around for one more segment real quickly here. Yes?
I can.
You can?
Yeah.
She always says she can't, but we're even early right now.
So she should be able to stay for a minute. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see who's with us when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.